Genesis. The skin of my poems may be green, yes, and sometimes wrinkled or worn. The snake shape of my song may cause the heel of Adam and Eve to bleed. Split my skin with the rock of love, old as the rock of Moses, my poems love you. My life, the quality of which. My life, the quality of which, from the moment my father grunted and calmed until now, as the sounds of my words bruise your ears, is and can be felt in the one word, desperation. But you have to feel for it. For Eric Dolphy, on flute, spinning, 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 love throughout the universe. I know exactly what you mean, man. You like Titty, my sister, who never expects love in words. She would sit in the corner and cry every time I got a whipping. A poem for myself, or blues for a Mississippi black boy. I was born in Mississippi. I walked barefooted through the mud. Born black in Mississippi, walked barefooted through the mud. But when I reached the age of 12, I left that place for good. Said my daddy chopped cotton and he drank his liquor straight. Said my daddy chopped cotton and he drank his liquor straight. When I left that Sunday morning, he was leaning on the barnyard gate. I left my mama standing with the sun shining in her eyes. Left her standing in the yard with the sun shining in her eyes. And I headed north as straight as a wild goose flies. I've been to Detroit and Chicago, been to New York City too. I've been to Detroit and Chicago, been to New York City too. Said I done strolled all those funky avenues. I'm still the same old black boy with the same old blues. Going back to Mississippi, this time to stay for good. Going back to Mississippi, this time to stay for good. Gonna be free in Mississippi or dead in the Mississippi mud. A poem of attrition. I do not know if the color of the day was blue, pink, green, or August red. I only know it was summer, a Thursday, and the trestle above our heads sliced the sun into black and gold bars that fell across our shiny backs and shimmered like flat snakes across the water, worried by the swans, shrieks, jackknives, and timid gainers made bolder as the day grew older. Pookie D, naked chieftain posed, feet gripping the black ribs of wood, knees bent, butt out, long arms looping the air, challenged the great 2.5 gainer. I have forgotten the sound of his capped skull as it struck the block. The plop of a book dropped, the tear of a sheer blouse. I do not know if the color of the day was blue, pink, green, or August red. I only know the blood slithered and our silence rolled like oil across the wide green water. A poem for black relocation centers. Flukum couldn't stand the strain. Flukum wanted inner and outer order. So he joined the army where U.S. manuals made everything plain, even how to button his shirt and how to kill the yellow men. If Flugum ever felt hurt or doubt about who his enemy was, the troop information officer or the stars and stripes straightened him out. And we must not forget that Flugum was paid well to let the red blood. And sin, if Flugum ever thought about sin or hell for squashing the yellow men, the good chaplain, holy by God and by Congress, pointed out with devilish skill that to kill the colored men was not altogether a sin. Flugum marched back from the war straight and tall and with presents for all, a water pipe for Daddy, teeny teacups for Mama, sheer silk for Titty, and a jade inlaid dagger for me. But with a smile on his face in a place just across the bay, Flugum the Patriot got shot that same day, got shot in his great wide chest bedecked with good conduct ribbons. He died surprised. He had thought the enemy far away on the other side of the sea. A poem for a certain lady on her 33rd birthday. Who are we to ride the curves of air or to worry about the waning moon? The mountains will not tremble and the sea will not give up her dead. Time is now, said the African poet. Unfelt as our touch across these seasons, unending as the circle of our dead fathers and unborn sons, the rise and fall of our laughter, the measure of our steps as we move to each other. Years are the strips of tinsel hanging on hunky brains. Our time is the constant blooming of our love. The Stretching of the Belly, for Charlene Blackburn. Marks of the mother are yourself, stretching, reaching for life, for love. Markings are not to be mocked. Markings are medicants. Markings are signs along the highway. Scars are not markings. Scars do not come from stars or the moon. Scars come from wars, like war men who plunge like a bayonet into the gut, or like a blackjack against the skull, or prick like the end of a safety pin. Scars are stripes of slavery, like my back, not your belly, which is bright and bringing forth, making music. Upon Your Leaving, for Sonia. Night, and in the warm blackness, your woman smell filled the room, and our rivers flowed together, became one, my love's patterns. Our sweat-drenched bellies made flat cracks as we kissed, like sea waves lapping against the shore, rocks rising and rolling and sliding back. And your sighs softly calling my name became love songs, child woman songs, old as a thousand years, new as the few smiles you release like sacred doves. And I fell asleep, ashamed of my glow, of my halo, and ignoring them who waited below to take you away when the sun rose. Day and the sunlight playing in the green leaves above us fell across your face, traced the tears in your eyes and love patterns in the wet grass. And as they waited inside in triumphant patience to take you away, I begged you to stay. But, Etheridge, you said, I don't know what to do. And the love patterns shifted and shimmered in your eyes. And after they had taken you and gone, the day turned stark white, bleak, barren like the Nordic landscape. I turned and entered into the empty house and fell on the floor, laughing, trying to fill the spaces your love had left. knowing that we would not remain apart long. Our rivers had flowed together. We are one and are strong. Feeling fucked up. Lord, she's gone, done left me, done packed up and split, and I with no way to make her come back, and everywhere the world is bare, bright, bone white, crystal sand glistens. Dope, death, dead, dying, and jiving drove her away, made her take her laughter and her smiles and her softness and her midnight sighs. Fuck Coltrane and music and clouds drifting in the sky. Fuck the sea and trees and the sky and birds and alligators and all the animals that roam the earth. Fuck Marx and Mao, fuck Fidel and Nkrumah and democracy and communism. Fuck smack and pot and red ripe tomatoes. Fuck Joseph, fuck Mary, fuck God, Jesus and all the disciples. Fuck Fanon, Nixon and Malcolm, fuck the revolution, fuck freedom, fuck the whole motherfucking thing. All I want now is my woman back so my soul can sing. Welcome back, Mr. Knight, love of my life. Welcome back, Mr. K, love of my life. How's your drinking problem, your thinking problem? You are pickling your liver. Gotta watch out for the old liver, love of my life. How's your dope problem, your marijuana, methadone, and cocaine problem, too? Your lustful problem, how's your weight problem, your eating problem? How's your lying and cheating and staying out all night long problem? Welcome back, Mr. K, love of my life. How's your pocketbook problem, your being broke problem? You still owe and borrowing more, $25 from other poor poets? Welcome back, Mr. K, love of my life. How's your ex-convict problem, your John Birch problem, your preacher problem, your fat priest sitting in your chair saying how racist and sexist they will forever be problem? How's your Daniel Monahan problem, your crime in the streets, runaway daddy, black men with dark shades and bulging crotches problem? How's your Nixon Agnew, J. Edgar Hoover problem? You still paranoid, still schizoid, still scared shitless? How's your bullet through the brain problem or needle in your arm problem? Welcome back, Mr. K, love of my life. You gotta watch out for the old liver. How's your pussy problem? Your lady on top smiling like God, titty in your mouth problem. Welcome back, Mr. K, love of my life. How's your peace problem, your no more war problem, your heart problem, your belly problem? You gotta watch out for the old liver. From the moment, or right at the time. Right at the time, she began to count, to compute her comings. Oh, baby, that was five. The world was void, void, void. Even her hair caressing my face. Right at the time, she spoke so intelligently. Marriage is not a union, it is a 50-50 proposition. The world was void, 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 and her words were as nothing in empty space. From the moment she whined, you spend your money and I'll spend mine, I'll even spend the loot from our mutual crime, the world was void, void, void. From the moment she flew into the bloody blue arms of her pistol-packing brothers, the world was void, void, void. The music was void, with holes in the air, and our laughter was void, falling flat against the walls, and love was void, and life was void. And the children of our love will turn to pillars of salt if we don't walk the same walk and talk the same talk about being free and thee and me. For black poets who think of suicide, black poets should live not leap from steel bridges like the white boys do. Black poets should live, not lay their necks on railroad tracks like the white boys do. Black poets should seek, but not search too much in sweet dark caves, nor hunt for snipe down psychic trails like the white boys do. For black poets belong to black people, or the flutes of black lovers, or the organs of black sorrows, or the trumpets of black warriors. Let all black poets die as trumpets and be buried in the dust of marching feet. A Watts mother mourns while boiling beans. The blooming flower of my life is roaming in the night, and I think surely that never since he was born have I been free from fright. My boy is bold and his blood grows quickly hot. Even now he could be crawling in the street, bleeding out his life likely as not. Come home, my bold and restless son, stop my heart's yearning. But I must quit this thinking. My husband is coming and the beans are burning. For Malcolm, a year after. Compose for Red a proper verse. Adhere to foot and strict I am. Control the burst of angry words, or they might boil and break the dam. Or they might boil and overflow and drench me, drown me, drive me mad. So swear no oath, so shed no tear, and sing no song Blue Baptist said. Evoke no image, stir no flame, and spin no yarn across the air. Make empty Anglo Tele's words, make them dead white and dry bone bare. Compose a verse for Malcolm, man, and make it rhyme and make it prim. The verse will die as all men do, but not the memory of him. Death might come singing sweet like sea, or knocking like the old folks say. The moon and stars may pass away, but not the anger of that day. On the birth of a black baby boy, for Isaac Blackburn Knight. In Memphis and Tennessee, oh come and go with me. In Memphis and Tennessee, in the year of our Lord 1978, and the Christian suicides in Guyana, in the bubbles and the blood of Boss Crump's guilt, in the blueness of the hospital, of his hospitality, in the sterile gowns green and growing in Memphis and Tennessee, where all women are whining queens, where black walnuts drop like leaves, where all women are shining queens, where cops act much worse than the thieves in Memphis and Tennessee. When the blood of your birth is screaming forth like a fountain from the white thighs of your mother, when her hand is tight on mine, when I sink inside her belly and cling to you, when short miles to the south the Ku Klux Klan march like locusts over this land, when mayors like Moscone are shot down like Martin and Malcolm and Medgar Evers, when Jimmy Carter tries to stand where Martin stood in Memphis and Tennessee, and as the lady medic with the long black hair taunts your mother, oh, push, 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 as my belly becomes a drum and my blood beseech thee, as my heart becomes a song and my eyes lakes of lightning, as your mother grunts for 3 days and groans for 3 nights, as she issues you forth, forth on a Sunday night, on a chilly, rainy Sunday night, And now, as you lay warming in my arms, son, all I can say is, you be a long time coming, boy, but you welcome here. Birthday poem. The sun rose today and the sun went down over the trees beyond the river. No crashing thunder nor jagged lightning flashed my 44 years across the heavens. I am here, I am alone. With the Indianapolis News sitting under this Indiana sky, I lean against a gravestone and feel the warm wine on my tongue. My eyes move along the corridors of the stars, searching for a sign, for a certainty as definite as the cold concrete pressing against my back. Still the stars mock me, and the moon is my judge, but only the moon. 'Cause I ain't screwed no thumbs, nor dropped no bums, though my name is naughty to the ears of some. And I ain't revealed the secrets of my brothers, though my balls have been pinched and my back's been scarred. And I ain't never stopped loving no one. Oh, I ain't never stopped loving no one. Another poem for me after recovering from an OD. What now? What now, dumb nigga, damn near dead? What now? Now that you won't dance behind the pale white doors of death? What now is to be? To be what you wanna be, what you supposed to be, or what white America wants you to be, a lame crawling from nickel bag to nickel bag? Be black, brother man, be black and blooming in the night. Be black like your fat brother, sweating and straining to hold you as you struggle against the straps. Be black like your woman, her pained face floating above you, her hands sliding under the sheets to take yours. Be black like your mama, sitting in a quiet corner, praying to a white Jesus to save her black boy. What now, dumb nigga, damn near dead? Where is the correctness, the proper posture, the serious love of living now that death has fled these quiet corridors? For Mary Ellen McAnally, who is a white woman and a perfect poem and a song, pulse of love, world of wonders, and the warm black earth falling through my fingers. Portrait of Mary. My wife sleeps, her left arm outflung toward the wall. Her hair on the pillow sleeps too. Sometimes she snores and I kick her on the leg. She moans and backs her butt to me. I go to sleep, my hand cupping her breast. I and Your Eyes, for Mary McAnally. I and your eyes draw round about a ring of gold and sing their circle of sparks. I and your eyes hold untold tales and conspire with moon and sun to shake my soul. I and your eyes, if I could hold your hillside smile, your seashore laughter, your lips, then I could stand alone the pain of flesh, alone the time and space and steel, alone. But I am shaken. It has taken your eyes to move this stone. Green grass and yellow balloons for Alexandra Keller, a poet at 4. The garden we walked in was dead, dying, and the fine rain fell. You held my hand, fine rain falling, cold wind blowing, rain through your hair. Dead world dying, reborn by your words, warm and soft and brown like your eyes. Etheridge, you said, I've composed a poem for you. Green grass and yellow balloons floating in the sky, you sang of, and sadness too. Softly you sang, and your words warming me, and the sea rose in me, and your song sent me spinning, and I thought of E.E. Cummings, mud puddles and colored marbles, and what the fuck was I doing in this New England state? Then your eyes seemed sadder to me, and your words seemed warmer to me, and the sea rose higher in me, and suddenly I was 4, and you were 40, and we were 1, as the fine rain fell harder and harder and harder, till we came to the white fence that separated us from the river. So soon do yellow balloons burst. Demons stalk this land that smash people and poets, whether 4 or 40. So soon will your words be eagles that rise screaming from the warmth of their nest to soar above this freeze and froze and frigid land. And we who walk in new ways will hear you. We will hear you and sing too of green grass and yellow balloons.